So we need you to print.
Two volunteers have set up a small table in the Bethel Cultural Center.
How long have you been out here collecting signatures?
40 minutes. Yeah.
In that time, Beverly Hoffman has already started on her second page in her petition booklet.
So that'd be
29 signatures.
Off to a good start.
We've registered 2 voters.
Her friend and fellow volunteer, Kathy Hansen, is also collecting signatures and registering people to vote.
3 new voters.
The bipartisan Recall Dunleavy campaign has 4 grounds for ousting the governor from office. All those grounds are still being reviewed in court. The petition claims Dunleavy violated Alaska law by not appointing a judge within the time limit required by state statute. It claims he misused state funds on political advertising. It claims he violated separation of powers by inappropriately vetoing state funds. And it claims he acted incompetently by mistakenly vetoing other state funds.
And then personally,
for herself, Kathy Hansen finds fault in Dunleavy's deep budget cuts. Last year, he vetoed $444 million from the state operating budget.
Crippling the university. Who ever heard of a state crippling its own university? And that's what he's doing. Cutting funding to K-12, threatening to cut Medicaid services, increasing the price outrageously for the Pioneer Home. Those are not people who are rich.
Dunleavy's budget cuts also drove Elia Ipchuk to sign the petition.
I know that state of Alaska is practically piss poor, but much of these budget cuts like the VPSO program, ferry systems, really affect rural Alaska.
Dallery, thank you very much.
Petition signer Dallery Peters is also upset about Dunleavy's budget cuts.
I believe that the solution for more to meet our needs as Alaskans is to generate more money, not to eliminate things that we need.
So how would you like to see the state generate more money?
Unfortunately, I think it's time to go back to an income tax. Hopefully it won't have a critical effect on some of our low-income families. Maybe more focused on our middle class and higher earners.
To generate state revenue, Recall campaign volunteers Hansen and Hoffman also support an income tax and advocate for reducing the rate of tax credits the state gives to oil and gas companies, an estimated $1.2 billion last year. Ultimately, they say there's nothing the governor can do to change their minds on the recall.
He's the wrong guy.
We could do better.
Hansen and Hoffman are 2 of 11 people in Bethel gathering signatures for Recall Dunleavy. They plan to drive the ice road to nearby villages with their petitions and to be in Bethel wherever people are gathering.
All the Saturday markets to my probably some basketball games.
Governor Dunleavy's office would not comment on the recall effort, citing it as a campaign matter. Last week, 2 groups launched efforts to defend the governor against the recall petition. Both groups are based in Fairbanks. They're called Keep Dunleavy and Elections Matter. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.